every day, hundreds of people walk along a treeless path to gaze expectantly at a fenced-off pit full of steaming water. The gurgling noise is like a never-ending soundbite from the bowels of the earth. This is a geyser about to blow. An instant gush of water sends a boiling plume 30 meters high about every 7 minutes. It's one of many natural wonders that draw crowds to this volcanic terrain along the so-called Golden Circle in southern Iceland. Further east is the Jökulsárlón Glacial Lagoon, where giant icebergs stand like sculpted sentinels in luminous, otherworldly shades of blue.
The blue color deals with the thickness of the ice and the reflection of the light by the ice.
Benoit is our guide on this amphibious vehicle that's shaped like an arc but mounted on giant tires that float when they hit the water. To drive home the importance of keeping a safe distance from the icebergs, he jokes about avoiding a repeat of the Titanic. The icebergs are certainly dangerous if you get too close, but due to climate change, they're also endangered. And the glacier in our midst, the biggest in Europe, is retreating faster than any other.
So basically, if you see a beautiful blue iceberg, or just a blue part of an iceberg, that means that this one just flipped over. So it happens every day. You just have to be at the right place, the right moment to see an iceberg flipping over.
And then, as if on cue, after just a few minutes, it happens.
And now you can see the blue color.
What? An iceberg is just flipping over on its side, and it's going to make some waves.
Our group certainly got more than we bargained for. The presence of a well-informed natural history guide makes a big difference. Like Benoit, who's French, many come from abroad since there aren't enough Icelanders to accommodate 2.5 million visitors a year. But Jakob Jonsson, who started guiding 7 years ago, is a local.
You have common guides like me who talk about history, geology, culture. Then you have the more specialized guides. You have hiking guides, reindeer hunting guides, whale watching guides. All these call for different needs of education.
But to operate as a guide here, one needs some sort of a license or certification, correct?
No.
Turns out there isn't much regulation involved in Iceland's tour guide business. No training required.
And that is the main problem we are dealing with, because we have all kinds of fortune seekers who started tour companies, and among them there is a common view. Oh, as long as you are entertaining, it's okay.
I soon found out what Jonsson meant.
2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We're all in there now. I am a tour guide here in Iceland, and I have my company here, Iceland is Iceland, and I'm working for other companies too, going around Iceland and showing people and entertain them.
This local guide played his harmonica to accompany an Icelandic song he'd queued up on his music system. But he was driving almost 120 kilometers an hour at the same time, along Iceland's rainy, windy southwest peninsula, and it was getting dark. Not the kind of bus ride most of the passengers were after. Jakob Jonsson thinks these fortune-seeking types of guides should do more homework instead. The country's striking basalt cliffs, 10,000 waterfalls, and thermal vents are like mirrors that reveal how much of the Earth was formed long ago.
If Iceland didn't exist, just imagine. But then we decide, you and I, to create a destination for people from all over the world. We would create a destination that would look exactly like Iceland looks. The same age, the same geology, nature, everything. Now, who should come here and why? What are we selling? We need to answer all these questions without thinking, oh, it just happened to be here. That's not good enough.
But the topography was more than good enough for these visitors.
I've loved it. I wish I had longer. I didn't know icebergs flipped. That was awesome. Breathtaking.
It's so unique with all the rock formations, mountains right next to the water. Totally new for me.
Do you think you'll come back?
Oh, definitely. I just hope that tourism doesn't get so crazy here that it would be tough to see some of these beautiful views without a lot of people around.
He has a point. Tourist numbers multiply Iceland's modest population by a factor of 7. But that's not what keeps Jakob Jonsson up at night. He worries that if guides don't focus enough on the environment, the tourist experience here will be reduced to physical eye candy. Even so, He recognizes that not everyone comes to Iceland for the same reasons.
Some just go to some travel agency and say, I have this week of where should I go? Oh, go to Iceland. Oh, what's that? Okay, it's fine. You don't have to know anything about your destination. It's a human right. But we have this other kind of travelers. Some of them have been dreaming about Iceland for years. If we do not respect those visitors, we are not respecting our country, our history, our culture, our ecological system. We are not respecting ourselves.
Iceland's Department of Tourism says it has no plans to regulate the tour guide business, but some new branding could be in order. Otherwise, this booming island might start to resemble a subarctic Disneyland. Alexa Divorson, DW, Reykjavik.